Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Tammy?
Yeah,
Hi, Tammy. My name's
hi.
Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Hi, pal.
Hiya, is now a good time to talk?
Hi, that's fine.
Yep, okay. I'm just going to go through your application with you and grab some additional details in regards to like your care
Thank you.
settings. And I just get a little bit of a brief statement from yourself for each care setting and you know what has happened to you. But yeah, I just start
Right.
off with gathering some personal details from yourself, making sure I've got it all correct for data protection. So
Right.
how am I best addressing you? Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Or just Miss.
Miss, okay.
Aye.
So I've got your name here as Tammy and surname Smith.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. Any middle names, Tammy?
Tammy Smith, or is it Tammy Smith? I don't even know my name. It's STITT.
STITT.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And I've got your email address here as tammy6812@icloud.com.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And what's your date of birth, Tammy?
10/7/94.
10/7/1994. Okay, no worries. And what is your home address, Tammy?
It's 3 Ard Avenue, so it's Ard Avenue, Auchinleck, KA182JT.
What was that? KA18. Excuse me.
I 2JT.
Perfect. Yeah, I've got that. Okay. Just bear with me. I'll enter that now.
Thank you.
Not a problem. How's your day going so far?
Aye, good. We've got the good weather, so the winds are enjoying it.
Yeah, it's lovely weather outside at the minute,
Ain't
isn't it? Make the
it?
most of
Stuck in an
it.
office.
Do you know what? I am. So yeah, just if you do hear like a little bit of a breeze coming through the microphone, and I've got the fan on me, so I do apologize.
Oh no, you're fine.
I'm not
You're
here.
making it miss weather.
I'm not standing outside walking around the streets.
No.
Right. Okay. So the best method to get you for contact, Tammy. Obviously, I've got you on the phone here. Are you okay to send? Are we okay to send SMS and email to you?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. And just to clarify, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
Nope. Okay. Would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
No, thank you.
Nope. Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, so with our application and the process of the Scottish Redress Scheme, we do an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000 that you can receive from the scheme. Okay. So I'm just going to tick that for you. There, and then I'll grab some further information in regards to no details about your care. So did you or have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme for an advance payment at all?
No.
No, okay. And were you known by any other names during your time in care?
Sorry, say that again.
Was you known by any other names during your time in care?
No. No, just Tammy Smith and Tammy Stitt.
Okay. I'll put the stat in there anyway, just in case.
Thank you.
That's okay. Excuse me. Have you changed your name by deed poll or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And what's the name of the GP surgery that you currently register at, please?
Auchinleck, so it's AUCHINLECK doctors.
Okay, is that on 182 Main Street?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. Okay, and am I able to grab the name of your mother and father, please?
Yvonne, YVONNE, Stitt, And then my dad is James Smith.
James Smith. Okay, perfect. So just to just so I've got that right, your mother's name is Yvonne Stitt. Yep, okay, and then James Smith. Okay.
Yes.
Right. The only reason why I asked for that, I know there's a little bit personal and can feel intrusive, but the only reason why I asked for that is because some of your records can be filed under your mother and father's name with you being under the age of 18 during your time in care. So some but not all institutions, they request for them names as well, just so they can find the correct records.
That's fine.
Okay. So can you potentially remember an address that you lived in prior to being in care at all?
Before being in care?
Yeah, so before you being placed in care, yeah. If you don't remember the address,
it was in Logan. Logan, Cumnock. Obviously, East Ayrshire.
Okay. How am I spelling that? Logan?
Sorry. Logan.
Yep.
Yeah, A-N.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and have you ever received any relevant payments for criminal injuries or took any civil claims out against these institutions relating to your matters in care?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yes, I have, I think it's 2 assaults, breach of the peace. That's it, I think, in the past 9 years.
Okay, and did you ever spend more than 5 years as a sentence for
no, the defense? Never been in jail. No.
Okay. Okay, not a problem, Tammy. So before I grab all your care setting details and statements regarding them care settings, I'm just gonna go on a little bit of a spiel and just tell us how this scheme's gonna work for yourself, how we work as a law firm for you, explain your options in regards to the scheme, and then also discuss the funding and fees around ourselves as well.
Yeah.
So at any point during this call, if you do have any questions, just shout out and I'll answer them, no problem, okay? All right, so yeah, I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know. Okay, so it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct INS law to represent you. Your first option is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose your application. INS law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges on time spent and effort put into your case, and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap. Okay, I do want to make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award to you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain later during this call. Okay, so if you do instruct ourselves to represent you, we can assist with whether you're eligible to the Scottish Redress Scheme. What we'll do is we'll gather and review all evidence and make it as you know, strengthen it up as much as we can in order to present that then to the Scottish Government. Before doing that, obviously, we'll prepare all the evidence needed. We'll grab further witness statements from yourself in a more in-depth detail later down the process, and then we'll present that to the Scottish Redress Scheme. We'll also be here to advise you on any offers made from the redress scheme, and we'll explain the statutory waiver to you once the award has been awarded to yourself. We'll also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review of the process within the scheme. So what the statutory waiver is basically once the redress scheme have given you an award and you're happy with the award that's been given, you'll then sign that waiver, and that waiver just discloses that you can't then go and take any of the local councils or social services. You can't go and take them into a civil matter, as it's already been dealt with the scheme. Okay, is everything that I'm saying so far, is that all understandable and clear to yourself?
I think so, yes.
Yep, okay, perfect. As I said, if you do have any questions, I'm more than happy to explain for you.
Can I ask something? I just got diagnosed with a CPSD through everything that's happened in my life. And I was having a therapy session the other day there, and they told me to contact Redress. I mean, I've contacted them. I've obviously had a phone call from yourselves and an Earth Lawyers company. And that was just going through the Redress on Google. Do you actually help Redress people that's actually looking to get help?
So in terms of the help that you're talking about, what just go in a little bit more detail for me. What's just so I can obviously understand it a little bit more better. So part of the scheme is getting obviously the likes of yourself and other survivors from their time in care. Getting them that that closure and compensation for what's happened to them, the wrongdoing that's happened during your time in care. So we are a law firm that does work with the Scottish Redress Scheme. We liaise with the Scottish Redress Scheme, and we're here to gather each case, make it as presentable and as strong as we can to get the best out of it, really. We're here to do. We're here to help you.
Right, brilliant then. I just said to ask that.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. So obviously, before I do proceedings, so I've got all the lines clear. Have you got any other law firm representing you for this redress scheme?
No. You're the first person that I've answered.
Okay, perfect.
Regarding the redress.
Yep, okay, fair enough. Well, I do want to obviously make it aware, Tammy, that you do have a right to cancel. If you do decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain.
Right.
Okay. There is also, when it comes to the redress payment, there is two types of awards or payments, shall I say, that can be awarded to each individual. The first payment is basically it's a fixed payment of £10,000. That's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of the abuse that you may have suffered or trauma that you faced. What we focus on is the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel, and that's based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. So what that'll be is obviously, it's done behind closed doors. With the individually assessed payment, we'll gather all evidence with obviously your witness statement, your care records, and then we'll present that to the Scottish Government. And they'll sit down, mm-hmm. they'll look at your case, and they'll then look at the level of abuse that you've suffered and relay that mm-hmm. to their guidelines on what award they can then award you then. Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'll grab the details of your care settings with you. And then obviously, yeah, if it's mm-hmm. still all good and well with yourself, I'll take some information in regards to what's happened to you during each or, you know, one care setting, and mm-hmm. and be able to then obviously, yeah, progress your application.
Right.
Okay. So obviously, just to make you aware that the Scottish Redress Scheme is based solely on care settings, you being placed in care before the 1st of December 2004. Okay, so anything after?
No, it was after.
Was it after, was it, yeah?
I had social work since I was a child. I think my sister got taken in 2003, and then I got taken in, I think it was like 2006.
Was it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, this scheme is solely based on before December, the 1st of December 2004. Which obviously I can only apologise that we can't progress matters.
Oh no, you're fine.
Is your sister getting represented at all?
Yeah, she got money years ago.
She's been dealt with. Okay, that's good. At least she's had some sort of closure from it. And yeah, mm-hmm. again, you know, I can only apologise that we can't help you get that closure. It's just the way it's what the scheme is saying. Anything, mm-hmm. anything after the 1st of December is not applicable within the scheme. So what I'll do, Tammy, obviously with data protection, is all the information that you've given me with in regards to your details and stuff like that, I'll destroy them in regards to following the guidelines, and you won't be further contacted in regards to, you know, from our law firm.
Thank you.
No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, I do appreciate your time, and yeah, I'm sorry that you have had wrongdoing from the care system, but hopefully, you know, there can be something out there for you, which I can't mm-hmm. even advise at the minute because we honestly don't know.
I know.
But yeah, hopefully something can be done with obviously getting that closure for yourself as well.
Well, thank you for all your help today.
That's
thank
not
you.
A problem, Sammy. I'm sorry I can't help you more than what I'd like to. But yeah, go and enjoy the lovely weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go and enjoy the lovely weather. And yeah, I wish you all the best.
Right, you as well, pal. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Tammy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye now.